We have a very special conversation today, a program that I think it's an excellent opportunity for many of our students. And maybe it's kind of like a secret. I don't know how much people know about this program or how much people maybe understand about this program. And that's the thing, you know, understanding programs sometimes is the key to actually being able to take advantage of them. And well, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to unlock that secret. We're going to let everybody know about the Jumpstart program so that kids who are listening, who are maybe saying, you know, I'm in school, but I wish I could start working on some of my college degree. I wish I could just kind of like fast track things a little bit in education for me. This is the program for you. So stay tuned. And to talk about that, I have three guests, very, very special guests. I have Rebecca Morrow. She's the Assistant Director of Admissions at HCC. Welcome. I also have Megan Gitterman, and I should have asked you right before we went live if that was the correct pronunciation. And she's a dual enrollment resource teacher at Howard County Public School System. And Jalen, you know, I've been talking to you and I never ask you. Gayson, how do I say your last name properly?
Gayson,
thank you. And he's a Jumpstart student from Rebel Hill High School right here in Howard County. I always start my conversations by getting to know my guest a little bit before we dive into, you know, the topic of the day. And Rebecca, I would like to start with you. If you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and what is it that you enjoy the most about your job? Thank you for joining me today this morning and welcome everybody.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I have been at HCC for 3 years now, and I've been in higher education for 5. I've always worked in admissions and advising, but since I've been at HCC for the past 3 years, I've worked specifically with our Jumpstart program the entire time I've been on board. So it's been really great to watch it grow. And I would say that that's honestly been one of my favorite parts about the job, is not only watching the program grow and the students really, you know, get their goals accomplished from start to finish, but watching them as a ninth grader deciding to take college credit courses and then moving forward and setting that goal of graduating high school with your associate's degree, which is a huge accomplishment. But watching students go through and do that is by far my favorite part of my job.
It shows, you know, I think that, and I'm a mom of 2 teenagers. So I think that as parents, we feel that our children need a lot of help. And sometimes as parents, we just get in this idea that they're still our little babies. And what I'm finding as I see my kids grow is like, they're more independent, they're more capable than I give them many times credit for. So as parents, this might be something that you're feeling like me, like, ooh, that's a lot, right? To take college credits and then also finish high school. It seems like a lot, but we're going to let Jalen tell us, you know, what that process is like. And you know, Jalen, if you could just tell us a little bit about you and your experience being a student during COVID times, and then on top of that, being in a Jumpstart program.
Yeah, well, the way that I kind of got into Jumpstart, my freshman year, I was at Long Reach High School, and there was this kind of information session about a new program called Jumpstart. Knew nothing about it, but I decided, you know, just, you know, might as well go and find out what it is. And just hearing all the wonderful things, I was be able to take college courses and all of that. I was like, that sounds exactly like me. I'm a future thinker. I love, you know, thinking ahead. So I decided to apply for the program, and I did get in, which required me to move to another high school. You know, and, you know, there were some sacrifices that had to be made, but I think that they were, I think that I made the right decision. I've been in the program for 2 years now. I'm now a senior in high school. And I think that it's just a great opportunity. It's a little bit different in COVID times, because now I'm taking classes just at HCC, and they are a little bit harder than they probably would be if we were in person, because you don't have that connection with the professor and all of that. But I think that the years that I've had taking courses at my high school through HCC definitely prepared me for the college work. So yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, you know, I mean, so honestly and so candidly, because I think it's important that we talk honestly about, you know, the challenges that we experience, right? I mean, we get caught up in just saying, no, it's great and you should do it. But you have to have that full understanding, that full picture of there's sacrifices, as you just said, that need to be made, and there's challenges. But if this is the right program for you, as you just said, it's worth doing it. Megan, tell us a little bit about you and what inspired you to work in education.
So I've worked for Howard County Public Schools for 17 years now. I was a math teacher prior to this position, but I am a Howard County native. I am a very proud Oakland Mills High School graduate, and I am a first generation college student. So for me, education growing up in, you know, I'd say a difficult setting where money was sort of always an issue. I always saw education as sort of that like ticket out of that constant, you know, stress of sort of trying to just keep ahead of the game. So as a first generation college student, I felt like education made me and gave me a new life. And so I kind of wanted to give back to that. I came back to teaching after a brief career change and loved it. I love education. So this next step into this position was really sort of logical for me. You know, it's an opportunity to spread that, you know, higher ed wealth to all the students in Howard County so that they can get that, you know, not to sound corny, but jumpstart on their college education, and we can have more students sort of get a new life through education and further their goals.
And I think it's a great opportunity. You kind of led me into thinking about like the inspiration behind the program, right? And Jalen, when you were speaking, I mean, it sounds like maybe it's not the program for everybody, but it is a program that is worth considering for some students. Let's start, before we go into that, Rebecca, let's start just by just defining what it is, right? Let's just really explain what Jumpstart really is.
Yeah, so the Jumpstart program is a dual enrollment opportunity specific for Howard County Public School students. So any student that is sitting in a Howard County Public School is able to take advantage of this program. It is simply earning dual credit. So you have two opportunities here. One would be through your high school, earning dual credit by sitting in a course, getting your high school credit and your college credit at the same time. So you're working towards both credits within the same course. The other option would be to just get college credit through the Jumpstart program, which would be courses that maybe you don't need for high school graduation, but you can still earn the college credit while being enrolled at both Howard County Public Schools and Howard Community College.
So how's, you know, Megan, from the Howard County Public School system, when you guys are looking at the classes and designing these programs and looking at the students as well, right? Tell us a little bit about that process and bringing those classes together and the options that maybe are available for the students.
So the Jumpstart program has, like Rebecca said, grown a lot over the last few years. I think Jalen was probably one of the first Jumpstart cohort of students, right? We look at transferability a lot of times with courses when we're talking about adding courses to high schools. So Rebecca talked about there are some courses in high schools that students can take, you know, at Howard High School or at Long Reach High School or at River Hill High School. That process of choosing what those classes were was a long one. You know, how does our curriculum in the high school match up with the HCC curriculum in the classroom? We really want to make sure that students are getting an authentic experience. And so when they're earning those credits and transferring them to a university down the road, or we know that they're getting the content that they need to move forward. So a lot of it was curriculum matching. We sort of chose those courses that are in the high schools. We look at courses like English 121 is sort of that freshman English. That's one of the ones that we love because it's transferable, so transferable, and we have in a few of our high schools. And then when it comes to, like Rebecca was saying, students taking classes at the college, we have a ton of classes that students can take at the college that also transfer back to the high school, like in English 121. You can transfer that back to your high school transcript. So even if I'm not at a school where that course is offered, since we've matched that content, I can take it at the college and I can get it to transfer back. So those are a lot of the things we were thinking about. When we were thinking about the courses, we know that Howard County Public School System has amazing students that surprise us every day with their abilities. We knew that if we got the right courses, that the students would sort of come, right? So we wanted to make sure those courses were a good fit for both of our institutions, but also so that they transferred later. And again, we are constantly surprised by what our students are capable of. 60 credits before you graduate high school is unreal, and students are doing it. So we're pretty proud. We do look at those courses every year to kind of make sure that the courses that we approve are things that our students want, that our students will use. There are a ton. I think Rebecca probably knows more about how many are on the approved list, but if you want to go to HCC and take a course, you can pretty much take most of the catalog, and it falls under the dual enrollment Jumpstart umbrella.
So with that in mind, when we're looking or students looking and thinking and considering going in this track, right? Is this like a specific, so Jalen just said, you know, I have a very clear idea of where I want to go and what I want to do with my career. Is this something that students, you know, like the ideal student that's looking at the Jumpstart program, do they need to have that clarity because this is kind of like a set program where you have this many classes offered and you have to follow that path, or is it a little more flexible?
We have both options, actually. We have structured programs and flexible programs, and I would say it completely depends. We have students like Jalen who know what they're doing, they know what their major is, they know what they want to get accomplished, and they join these more structured programs. They work with Rebecca's team to make sure that everything that they do works towards the goals. Then we have flexible students who maybe are just sort of tiptoeing into the water a little bit. And they can take a class that they're interested in, right? Or one, maybe they take an English 121 because they know that it transfers, but they sort of don't know what they want to do beyond that. We have some students who just sort of want to take a class, like I think criminology is one that a lot of students take, where they're just interested in it. They don't necessarily always know, quite like a Jalen, you know, he's always thinking ahead. But I think Rebecca can sort of speak more to the structured programs.
Yeah, I think that honestly, that's one of the best parts about the Jumpstart program is you do have students that have no idea what they want to do. You have ninth grade students that are just figuring out high school, but they also kind of want to earn college credit and see what it's like. So the career exploration aspect of the program, I think, is really great. You know, you're able to maybe take that criminology course and say, that wasn't really for me. Let me try something new. And you're able to do that through the Jumpstart program, which is really nice. The structured program specifically, right now they're piloted at River Hill and Oakland Mills, but you're able to still kind of accumulate credit at the other high schools as well. But those programs, when Megan was referring to the courses we chose to put in those schools, we made sure that they're general core requirements through your associate's degree that will transfer. You know, we didn't want a student taking a course that wasn't knocking off those core requirements that you would need anyway, regardless of what you decide to major in. So it's kind of nice to be able to get those out of the way and then move forward. And once you get to HCC or beyond, you kind of have a clear idea of what you'd like, whereas you may otherwise not have that idea. So it's
pretty cool. You just said ninth graders, so it's all high school, 9 through 12. What are other requirements maybe that when students are looking at, or are there any requirements? Is this open to everybody?
Our requirements on the HCPSS side are that a student maintain a 2.0 or higher. And some of our courses, and Rebecca can speak to this more, do require a 3.0 or higher as prerequisite. But a 2.0 or higher is what we look for. Generally speaking, there are no real requirements as far as you have to sign up for this many classes or you have to choose a specific program. The program is sort of flexible in that way. I work with a lot of parents who want to know, like, how do I get into the program? And say, you sign up for a class. That's how you get into the program and you're in, right? There's no real application process to the program, although you do have to apply to HCC, which is just part of the registration process, which I think we're going to talk about later. Jalen was one of the students who moved high schools for this pilot program, which is still running at River Hill. So he has sort of a different experience kind of getting into that and moving schools, which isn't, now that the program's grown more, it's not as much of an issue, but it is sort of that 2.0. We have students that we're able to offer opportunities to at all levels. So yeah, ninth grade, we have some younger students taking it classes as well. We just when we're dealing with a student who wants to sign up for classes, we really, it's a unique student by student case, right? What are you specifically ready for? What does the rest of your course load in high school look like? What's your goal? What experience do you have with sort of that college level coursework? So we kind of plan it student by student.
Yeah, I think that
on the HEC side, on the registration and, you know, what how it works on HECs.
Yeah, so to become a part of the Jumpstart program, your first step is going to be to apply to the college. So if you haven't done that within the past 2 years, or you don't have an HCC ID, that is your first step, apply to the college. We do have some HCPSS forms that need to be filled out as well. Those are through their Synergy account, which if a student is 9th through 12th grade, they have one and they know how to go in there and find that Jumpstart tab. There are three forms to fill out. There is the opt-in agreement, the tuition agreement, and the statement of understanding. So those three forms along with the HCC application must be completed. After that happens, it takes 24 to 48 hours to process, but we process the application and that's where we meet with the student and we do that case by case exploration that Megan is talking about. You know, we see what their goals are. We see if they want to do a few courses or if they're trying to accomplish 30 to 60 credits, and we figure out how to make that work with their high school schedule. Not only their high school schedule, though, you really, for me, I feel like it's really important to preserve their high school experience as well. You know, you want to look at not only the courses they're taking, but, you know, does it make sense for them to maybe come to HCC a few days a week, or are they going to, you know, be more content in their high school? You know, what makes sense for the student? And that's really important to look at. After we have that conversation, though, we plan out their courses and then they go ahead and register. Within this whole process, it's also super important that the student is in touch and talking with their school counselor, because they're another vital piece to this. You know, they're planning their high school schedule while they're planning their college schedule. And at the same time, that has to meet up and match. And that's kind of the fine tuning of making sure the student is in the right spot. But yeah, there is that registration process, that application process, which seems a little complicated, but once you get through it, it's not too bad.
Jalen, what has been your experience? I mean, we're hearing, you know, from the experts here, but I think that many times we read things or we see things on paper, and then when we go through them, we actually find out that, like Rebecca was saying, it reads and looks so difficult and so hard. What has been your experience?
Well, in terms of signing up for classes, like the others have said, my process was a little bit different since I was in that pilot program. There was an application on our side just for Jumpstart back then. I don't think there is one now. There was like a little, I think there was an essay I had to fill out or something, just a little few more requirements just so that they can make sure that with this pilot program, they were getting the best students. But other than that, in terms of applying for classes, I think it was almost very cut and dry. I don't remember having any trouble in terms of like my first courses. I didn't have any trouble in signing up or applying. There was a bunch of support. There were people coming into our classes, showing us how to apply to HCC with all the deadlines and everything. It was quite easy for me to do that. So that was, I really enjoyed that. In terms of like, for example, my counselor showing me all of the courses I could take, showing me all of my options, it was just very smooth for me. And going into, you know, my senior year where I was thinking about taking courses at HCC, that process again was very easy for finding courses. I was able to walk through with my counselor, walk through with people at HCC as well. But yeah, I mean, it was a really smooth process. I don't know what to say.
So Jalen, I want to ask you this question because I know that, you know, Megan and Rebecca have their passion really, you know, flourishing here in this conversation. It just comes out so real. But I want to hear from you. What made you decide to take this opportunity? What was it that you found appealing about this program that said, let me see, let me try? Because you're a high school student, right? And usually we have this idea that we go through high school and then we go to college and, you know, life continues to go on from there. Here you are, fast-tracking, really putting a lot of effort and a lot of time. What inspired you to really say, I think I can do this?
I think that it was just, again, I'm a future thinker. So I was just always, I'm always thinking, I've been thinking about college since middle school. So, you know, I was always thinking ahead. And while I haven't known what I wanted to do for all of my high school career, and it's changed quite a bit. I knew that I wanted to take advantage of this program. Also, another big factor that was a little bit different for me than what might be for other Jumpstart students is that I've had to move schools. So that was another thing to think about. And so, but I really enjoyed the challenge. I moved schools quite a lot in my elementary years. So I kind of knew that kind of process and I was up for the challenge. It is definitely a different school environment between Longreach and River Hill, but that was something that, again, that, you know, in life, you're going to be put into situations where, you know, you're going to be in environments that you might not be comfortable with, but you're going to have to be able to succeed in that environment. So I think that was just another great learning experience for me. But yeah, I think that mostly it was just kind of it wasn't my parents. It wasn't, you know, it was just really something that I wanted to do, something I wanted, like a challenge I wanted to accept. So, and I, like you said, it's not for everybody, but it's for students who really want to take on the challenge of taking courses and getting ready for college.
Some of the lessons that you have learned through this program in the classroom and outside the classroom, just by being in the setting where you're already in college, you know, at high school, but in college, help us understand that a little bit.
That's a good question. I would say that in terms of like the lessons that I've learned being in this program, I think that I've learned a lot about time management. It's definitely a very different experience. I was so used to in middle school and even in high school, you know, doing assignments the day that I got them and getting them done. But when you're in college, you don't have, you know, little assignments you have to do. You have, you know, you have five assignments to do that week. So, you know, you have to be able to definitely time management. And even in terms of like course weighting, I know that in high school you have little assignments that make up a good portion of your grade, but sometimes in some courses you only have a few assessments and a paper, and that takes up, you know, almost all of your grade. So you have to make sure that you are being aware of that and know which assignments you really need to put effort into. So that definitely prepared me for college life as well. And also the having a semester long class, something that I hadn't really, well, now eight. Howard County Public Schools is in a semester schedule, but, you know, before, you know, we had a full year course. But actually, one more thing, the courses that you take in your 10th grade, 11th grade year, the smaller courses, like the first year experience and the English courses, those courses actually take the full year in the high school setting. So you don't have the time pressure. So you can kind of ease into the college experience without having to, you know, have a semester long class. So I thought that was very neat as well.
It sounds great. It sounds like, you know, these things that we're always talking and saying, these are the things that we carry through our lives. It sounds like Jumpstart program, more than the academics, or together with the academics, I should say, is teaching you some other skills that you didn't even think you were going to learn just by signing up to this program. Megan, when a student decides to enroll in a Jumpstart, right, and as they're looking at their graduation, is the process, and I know you kind of touched on this already, but I want to deepen on that because I think that's where a lot of students maybe get confused. Like, so do I not have to, you know, follow the Howard County Public School System requirements for graduation? And do I have just the graduation requirements for HEC? Do I graduate with both? Do I have to graduate with both? If not, I'm going to fail both. How does that work?
So it sort of depends on the student. I will say we want all of our students, we make sure follow all of those HCPSS credits to graduate, right? We want you to graduate with a high school diploma. Some students choose to use Jumpstart as a way to graduate. We have had students graduate early using Jumpstart credits because they will choose credits that count towards their high school graduation, and they can move through a little bit faster because of that semester setup. But for the most part, our students come to us as ninth graders. Maybe they choose to start some Jumpstart classes as sophomores or juniors. It's more typical for juniors and seniors. But they come and they graduate in 4 years. What they get in that 4 years is entirely up to sort of their readiness and desire. So we have students who graduate in 4 years with both a high school diploma and an associate's degree. We have students graduate with a high school diploma and a variety of 30 credit hours. We have students who graduate in 4 years with their high school diploma and maybe 3 credits. You know, it's kind of up to the student what their readiness is. It doesn't impact graduation in that it won't take you longer to graduate high school. When we talk about taking courses that count towards graduation, we want to make sure we're doing as much of that as possible, where as many courses as that can count for both as possible. We try to keep that in mind, and that's where Rebecca's team comes in and our counselors come in, because they both sort of have to make sure that the students are being as efficient as possible. So it, you know, the class of 2021, Jalen's class will graduate with each other, right? They will walk across the stage or whatever, however it's going to look this May, with each other. Jalen will just happen to have a whole college transcript as well when he walks across that stage. And we do have students that graduate from both at the same time, which to me is unbelievable. So he's still going to come to high school and graduate in 4 years. Like I said, we've had some students who are like, I want to get out earlier, and they might accelerate their pathway using the college courses, but that's sort of the exception to the rule.
So it's very unique in that way also, that if the student really wants to accelerate their path, they can, or if they just want to take, maybe just like you said, you know, dip their toes, take one class, they can do that as well. Now, I do have to ask this question because, you know, what if, as we many times do, we say, no, I'm ready, I can do this. And somebody, say a ninth grader, 10th grader, whatever grade, decides to take a class. And in the middle of it, they realize this really is much more than they could handle at this time. And it's really not for them at this moment. What are the options there?
So I might turn this over to Rebecca, because I do know that they have a bunch of student support available if you're talking about a class at HCC.
Yeah, so one thing, when you become a Jumpstart student, you automatically have access to all of our supports at HCC. Regardless if the course is at your high school or at HCC, you are more than welcome to use any supports that we have, our library, our tutoring. You become an HCC student the moment you fill out that application and you register for a course. So yeah, the first thing that we would do with a student, for instance, say they're in ninth grade, they're taking a Spanish course at their high school and they're halfway through it and they're thinking, I don't really know that this is for me. We would sit with that student and we would find out what the issue is and immediately find support for that student, whether that's tutoring, whether that's getting them connected with resources at their high school, whatever that may be. We also have drop withdrawal dates that students can take advantage of if they feel like that is the right course of action for them that we work with them on. And we make sure that they're meeting those dates and dropping that course as necessary if that is what they need to do. If you're looking at like a bigger picture, say you're four classes into a structured program. So your goal was to get your 30 to 60 credits and you're four courses in and you realize that maybe it's not for you. You can always kind of pump the brakes and come back, maybe not take as many courses as you were intending to. And that's okay too, because again, it's all about exploration and getting the college credits that you want and can handle. So there is always a way to kind of to go back and maybe not kind of stop there and add courses later on if you choose to.
I did want to mention about the students taking classes in their high schools. Let's say you're taking a class in your high school and you're like, because Jalen was talking about that weighting piece being like a little bit different. Maybe say your grades might be different for the high school course and for the college course, because the high school teacher might have all these extra assignments that are sort of building your grade up, but the only college assignments that are kind of getting put on your transcript are maybe those tests, right? In a math course, maybe it's not as many assignments. So your grades could be different. So if we have a student that's like, I'm doing fine in the high school, I mean, they're only taking the class in one place, but the two grades might look a little different. Doing fine in the high school class, the college, just the weighting is not, it's not going that well. We do have students who, let's say, drop the college credit, but stay in the class. So they're still getting that college content experience, but without the high pressure. We also have students sign up for the classes in their high school that are sort of labeled those CC college credit courses that just opt not to get the college credit, but they want that sort of like experience to see how it would be. So there are a variety of options. We don't want students failing classes ever in Howard County Public School System or HCC. So we do try to work proactively to get those students, A, the support they need, but if it does become too much, kind of an out that works in the best interest of the student to like regroup, figure out what the next steps are.
Another thing too is with our seniors and juniors that choose to come to campus, if they're in a course at HCC, taking it at HCC, my team tracks those students and we make sure that they're being successful and we intervene when needed. So if we have an alert system basically where if they're not showing up to class or maybe their grades are dipping below what they should or they're not turning in assignments, we reach out to those students and we get them help before they may even think they need help. So we make sure that if they're taking courses at HCC, you know, we track them and make sure they're on the right path because like Megan said, we don't want any student to fail. I mean, we don't want to set them up for failure. We want to make sure that they're getting a good experience and they're doing well. So we do the best we can to make sure that they're on the right track.
So what are some of the career options, you know, for both the flexible and the structured programs? I mean, Megan said earlier that it's almost all of the catalog at HCC. Rebecca, is that right? I mean, are kids just coming into our classes and taking the classes that they want from our catalog?
Yeah. So how it works once they get to onto HCC's campus, what that may look like right now. So how that works is students have access to any course in our catalog as long as they meet the eligibility requirements. So I know English 121 is being thrown around a lot, but that's a great example. You have to have an unweighted GPA of 3.0 or a specific English 10 PARC score. There are multiple measures we look at to make sure students are ready for the coursework. So as long as they meet the eligibility requirements, they are able to take the courses at HCC and hopefully thrive in them. So that is definitely a perk of coming to the campus is you do have a wide variety of options.
Jalen, did you have the opportunity to take classes on campus at HCC? And what was that like for you?
Yeah, well, on campus, I was able to take some courses this fall. I was able to take a physics course and an English course. And I think that was just a great opportunity. The years leading up to it where I was able to take college courses in the high school setting definitely helped me and prepared me for the college setting. Now, it was still difficult. It was still challenging, which is fine and it's expected. But yeah, I was able to have that opportunity to take those courses. Not only was I able to get onto my transcript and hopefully transfer to my college that I go to next year, but it just gives me the opportunity to experience the college courses. And yeah, I think it was a great experience.
What have you found is like the biggest difference and maybe some similarities, right, between high school and college? Because I think like when we're in high school and we're getting ready to graduate, college seems like this big, almost like a monster that we just don't know how to tackle and you know, what it's going to look like and what it's going to be like. Being able to kind of like start poking right into that monster that it's college while being in high school, what have you found that it's been, you know, different that you were like, this actually, I never expected this to be, or, oh, wow, this is actually pretty similar to this right here, or surprises, maybe something that you didn't think about?
Yeah, I think that the biggest similarity was probably just in both the high school and the college course, you have to be able to utilize your resources and, you know, being able to talk to my professors, both in high school and college. It's almost the same in terms of that. And time management, the same in high school. But it's just, I think everything's just a little bit like amped up a little bit just for college. Like you just have to, just because you have that little bit more freedom, you have to be able to discipline yourself enough to succeed in college, just all the more than you would in high school. The differences, I would say, like I said before, like class grade weighting and all of that, and the specifics of having a semester course in college compared to high school, I think that would probably be the biggest difference and probably the most shocking to me. But I was able to kind of navigate that because I had the opportunity to take these college courses. And then also I would say, like a lot of people ask me, why did you take a CC class? CC college course class at HCC versus an AP class. And I would say, you know, while AP, it does give you the credit, it does give you the more challenging course content. You don't get the experience of taking a college class. It's still a high school class. It's still, you know, everything that a high school would offer. But when you take the college class, you have the grade, I keep on saying grade weighting because that's really something, I don't think that students recognize how different that is from high school and college. But you know, the things like that, you don't get in the AP class. So I would say, you know, for students going into this program or going into college, you know, be sure that you are being aware of the differences in college courses in terms of you know, all the specifics of taking a semester course and all of that. So yeah, that's what I'd say for similarities and differences.
And the one thing that I thought you said beautifully, and I want to elevate, is use your resources, you know, because many times we go to the class and we feel like it's all up to just us, right? Like we have to do well, and it's up to me, and I need to just go and burn my eyelashes studying, right? Like that's what I need to do. But you said you got to be able to talk to your teachers. Rebecca also mentioned all of the resources that HCC offers, you know, tutoring. So for all students out there, this 2020 was a very, very difficult year. 2021, you know, we're carrying that with us as we continue to work at home and study at home. Just please use the resources. If you're an HCC student, there are resources at Howard Community College out there for you. Jalen just said, you know, talk to your teacher. Your teachers are a resource. They're not just there to impart the class, they're there to help you succeed. And I know that's true for Howard County Public School Systems and for HCC as well. Rebecca and Megan, is there a cost to join the program? If you're looking at the Howard County Public School System or at HCC, is there a differentiation there? Is there a cost in either one of the areas?
Yeah, so the good news is that there's a lot of good news with the cost, but the first good news is that the $25 HCC application fee is waived for Jumpstart students. So that's like your first in the door, you don't have to worry about it. And then if you are taking courses at your high school or on campus, you are receiving a 50% off tuition discount. So that is going to go ahead and kind of alleviate that too. It's a nice way to get your feet wet, but also not at a high price, especially if you're looking at, you know, College Park or something like that. You're getting these core credits done at a discounted price. If you receive free and reduced meals and you maintain a 2.0 GPA and you're taking the course at your high school, you don't have to worry about tuition at all. And you don't have to worry about consolidated fees or anything like that. You are simply taking the course. If you are taking the course at the college and you receive free and reduced meals and you have a 2.0 GPA, you don't have to worry about tuition. You will have some course fees, but we have scholarships and funding to help with that, that the student can apply for. So there is the 50% off tuition discount. There is the waived application fee, and there are resources for students that need them that we provide. And Bright Minds provides, because there is the Bright Minds scholarship as well.
Megan, why does it make sense, you know, for Howard County Public School Systems to offer this program? And why does it make sense for students to really take advantage of it?
I mean, I think in Howard County, we're just really so fortunate to have Howard Community College in our backyard. It really is. I mean, we tell students this all the time, but it really is one of the best community colleges out there, right? And, you know, for years, HCPSS has been fortunate to be able to offer really rich course catalogs within our high schools anyway. But this just expands our opportunities for our students, whether it be a student like Jalen, who is sort of that forward thinking, I want to get more done in my time in high school, whether it is a student who maybe isn't finding what they're interested in our course catalog, you know, maybe they have interests that HCC can sort of provide that coursework for that we just can't as a K-12 institution. Or maybe it's those students who, like me, are sort of that first generation college student who maybe finances are an issue, maybe they're nervous about that next step. We can offer those opportunities to them while they're still sort of in that safety net of their high school. We do know that we as a K-12 can provide a lot of resources for our students, a lot of daily check-ins with our students. And so for some of those students who are maybe nervous about taking that like leap into college, they can give it a try while they're with us at a deeply discounted. I can't even emphasize enough how deeply discounted it is rate, right? I was just working with a student the other day who finished her graduation requirements in December, and we are able to get her two courses at a discounted rate to sort of start her life off. It's a student who, you know, it is going to be difficult paying for college. So this is an opportunity. When you look at the University of Maryland, it's so expensive to take these courses. And if you can knock some out for half the tuition of HCC or with no tuition costs, I mean, that can be sort of life altering for some of our students. So it makes sense. It is sort of the perfect partnership. They have such great programs and we have such great students. It's sort of, why not, right?
Speaking of transferability, you both have mentioned four-year schools. And I think that, you know, many times a lot of our kids, when they're growing up, they have this one school that they really, really want to go to, right? And so maybe that's a barrier. Maybe they're thinking, well, but that's, am I going to be able to transfer there? I mean, does it make sense if I already know that I want to go to whatever university, right? Fill in the blank. Does it make sense for me to start taking my classes here at HCC right now while I'm in high school, start working on those credits? When we're looking at that big plan, that four-year career, Rebecca, how easy, how difficult is it to transfer? Does it make sense for somebody who has already in their mind this goal to go to a certain school, to come to HCC, knock out some of those credits at a great rate, I'm hearing, right? And then go into that four-year school.
Yeah, so kind of going back to what I said about the general core credits, another reason we choose them is because of the transferability with them. You know, you're looking at a core package that you're going to need for any degree that will transfer to the schools in Maryland. If you have over 45 of those credits, they're required to take that package as a general core package, the Maryland school system transferring to a four-year. If you're looking outside of the state, again, you're looking at that general core package, they are courses that should transfer. The courses that get a little difficult are those really, really in-depth courses that a student may take. But at the end of the day, it is up to the transferring institution, that receiving institution looking at those credits. So we always encourage students and we sit with students and we work with them with that fill in the blank school to make sure that it is going to transfer for them. And if it isn't, we'll choose courses that will. I know that I work really in depth with students around March when we are kind of planning those students to come in for the fall semester. And that's the first question I ask them is, where do you want to transfer? Are you looking to transfer? Let's talk about that. Let's start making that list, because when we meet in November to plan your spring courses, we're going to dive into that and make sure that everything is looking good. So we work really hard to make sure that students aren't wasting their time or their money, because you know, we want them to make sure that the courses that they are getting are going to follow them throughout their life and work.
Jalen, what's your goal? Where are you going? I want to hear, you know, where am I going to, you know, in 2 years when I hear about Jalen again, what am I going to be hearing?
Well, I do not know. I'm still getting acceptances in. I probably won't know until around March, really all of my schools. But to the point of like transferability, since I'm taking courses on like a general studies track, I am very confident that almost all, if not all of my courses will transfer. And HCC is just very good, like what Ms. Morrow said about transferring and about making sure that credits do transfer. And if they don't, finding other credits that will transfer. So I'm very confident that I will be going in with a few credits to my name.
When you've been applying for colleges and you've been, you know, doing all these applications and all of these other requirements, how has it felt? Like, have you felt really secure in the fact that you're like, hey, I'm graduating high school, but look, I also bring in already college credits. I mean, has that given you like a little extra, I don't know, like a hump that you, you know, when you're filling out those applications?
Yeah, I think so. And I think more so that I've, you know, had the experience of taking college courses and definitely the confidence going into courses. I'm now taking some extra online courses for computer science. So, you know, just having the confidence to kind of go out and take these very hard courses. I think that just having, you know, this dual enrollment experience definitely gives me, you know, just a lot more confidence. And also, I think it does look good on a resume, especially a college resume. It looks good to colleges to see that you have taken the extra step and taken the responsibility to go and take college courses.
For sure. Rebecca, so you talked about spring, you talked about fall. So are, you know, registration, is it the same as HCC? Is this a different registration timeframe that students have? Are they still able to join classes today?
They are. So that's a loaded question with our different registration processes. So yes, if you are sitting in a CC course right now, so if you were at your high school, sitting in a CC course, there is still time to register. The deadline for that is February 12th. So there is a web form to fill out for that, that if you reach out to us, we are happy to help you through that process. We have collaborative sessions with HCPSS weekly that helps students through that process of filling out that form. Classes did start on campus on Monday. However, you can still get into those courses through Friday. So there is still a little bit of time to get into them if that's something you're interested in. But yeah, there is still time specifically for the CC courses to do that.
Where can we find more information? Where do we go to find the details and, you know, read up a little more on Jumpstart?
Yeah, so there are multiple places you could go. HCPSS has a great website, hcpss.org/jumpstart. And that really lays everything out for you as far as the flexible program, the structured program. On that website, you can even click your school and see what's offered at your school for CC courses. So it's laid out really beautifully there. We also, at howardcc.edu, have a website that you can go to. But honestly, if you're interested in finding out more info, I encourage you to come to a collaborative session and talk to us about it and see you know, what fits you best or your student best. Because like we've said over and over, it is case by case and student by student. And it's worth having that conversation if you're interested in the program.
And I would mention with contacting or figuring out when are the collaborative sessions, our counselors, our high school counselors have all the information about how to get in contact with. I mean, they forward me messages all day long. So ask your counselor. They know when the sessions are. Just say, hey, I need help with Jumpstart. And they know how to get in contact with the right people.
I want you to talk, Megan, to the students at Howard County Public School System, and maybe the parents too. And just, if there was one thing that you wanted them to take away from this conversation and you wanted them to know as they're making the decision as a family, because it is a family decision, right? What should they consider? You know, the one thing that you want them to keep in mind as they're having that conversation and that as they're figuring out whether Jumpstart is the right track for their kid at home.
I think the biggest thing is it something the student really wants? If it's something the student really wants to do and to try, I think that we are really good as a team of finding a way to give it a try, right? We're good at finding the right course. It might not be tomorrow, right? I want to try it. It might not be this Friday, but if it's a want, if it's a desire, if it's like a, in the back of your head, it's kind of like, that's something I should try, reach out, because we can find courses that are the correct match for your student where they can get this experience. We can find ways to finance it. We can think creative. We can look at the scholarships that are available. Don't let, you know, I always used to say as a math teacher, when you're making recommendations, get rid of the comma, but at the end of the sentence, I want to try this, but I can't because. Get rid of that and reach out to us, right? Like if you want to try it, we will work with you to break down any of the barriers, right? That clause at the end of the sentence where you say, I want to try it, but I don't know if I can afford it, or, but I don't know if I'm ready, but let us know what that issue is that's holding you back. And then we'll work with you. You know, we have courses like Jalen mentioned that it's called Info 100 now, but that course is specifically tailored to students' sort of first year experience in college and sort of teaching them how to do the college thing. So if it's a matter of I'm scared, we have a course for that, right? So I think it's just, if the desire is there, we will work with you to figure out how to kind of give you that opportunity.
Rebecca, do you have anything to add to that as people are considering Jumpstart?
Yeah, I think, you know, like Megan mentioned, not only is Howard County so fortunate to have two great institutions separately, but we work so well together. I work with Megan and Laurie all the time, all day, and we are just working so hard to make sure that students get those opportunities and that, you know, if there is that student-specific situation that they're unsure of if this is the program for them, you know, we work really hard and collaboratively to make sure that we can find a solution for them. And that goes for the counselors as well. You know, the counselors and advisors work really, really closely together. And I think that if it's something that a student is considering, why not? You know, give it a try. And I think that you'd be surprised with the outcome.
Jalen, I want you to talk to the students. I want you to talk to maybe a ninth grader, somebody who's in the school system. And I mean, maybe they didn't know about this, or maybe they, like Megan said, maybe they have been thinking about it, but there's barriers there. They're afraid, they're intimidated by it. I mean, it's college, right? Let's face it, it's college. I'm still in high school. Should I be doing this, right? I want you to talk to them, you know, based on your experience and tell them, how can they make that decision? How can, you know, as they're thinking about it, What do you want them to remember when making that decision?
Well, if you are seriously considering this, then I think you should try it, because that means that you're definitely, this is something that you want to do, and you should just do it. There, as we've said many times, if you, there's so much support, there's so many resources for you. So don't think that you will, you know, kind of be thrown into something and won't have any help. You will have a lot of help. There are so many benefits to it, probably more than what we've said today. But to reap those, you have to, you know, try it. And I mean, there's nothing to lose, really. I think it's a great opportunity for students to just get ahead. And for students, especially like me, who like just want to find any way to kind of get that edge, I think this is a great opportunity. And for students who are just exploring, you know, this is one of the best ways to explore. And I think that it's just a great opportunity that you should definitely take advantage of if you want it.
What I take with me and what I love about, you know, the conversation, the message that has really resonated strongly with me and why I think everyone out there should try it is the fact that it's resources available for you, is the fact that it's really non-threatening, right? I think that when we go into college, when we graduate high school and we're looking at college, we have all of this pressure on our shoulders that we have to choose a path and we have to stay in that path and we have to find a way to succeed. That's the pressure that we have when we're looking at it first, right? Well, here's a non-threatening way where while still being in high school, you can start kind of exploring careers. You can explore what the college life is like. You can start exploring so many things just through the Jumpstart program. So I encourage you that if you're listening and you're watching today, maybe you're a parent who has a high schooler and, you know, your kid is saying, I want to do something else. The classes that I'm taking are not what I want to do in my life. HCC might be the answer for that. Maybe you have a kid who's saying, I want to do more. You know, why not? Why not bring Jumpstart program into that? Maybe you have a kid who's just like, I don't know about college. Well, maybe this is the way to get them into making that decision, right? Well, how about we explore it right now where it's non-threatening, where you are still in high school. You take one class, you see how it goes. Maybe that will build your confidence, right? And maybe that will actually, you realize that, oh, I can actually do this, right? And I'm not alone. That's the part that I love about this. And I'm not alone. There's all this support. There's all these services. There's all these people who care about my success, both at Howard County Public School System and at HCC. I want to thank you all so much for sharing, you know, your information, your experience, Jalen. I cannot wait to see where you go, what school you end up in. I'm really, really excited for your future. And I thank you, Rebecca and Megan, for making this opportunity available for all of our students, all of our youth at Howard County. Is there anything else before we wrap up that anybody would like to add?
Stay safe.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Stay safe and continue moving forward. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Just share this information. Maybe you know somebody. Maybe you have a friend. You know of a family. You know of a student. Maybe you're a student and you have friends. Maybe share that with them. You might find some value in this and you might get the courage to actually just go ahead and jumpstart your career. Until next time, I am Cris Oviedo.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.